Can you hear that in the background?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hi, it's Marcia Castro-Cook, and we have a great party tonight. It's a book launch for Mary Ting, and this is going to be a lot of fun. She's been working since like 8 o'clock in the morning, and everybody else has too. We have there's a lot of people be on the line, and we're opening the chat, and we also have a Twitter chat, which is, I'm supposed to be on, but I'll be on that shortly, but, you know, as we all know how good I am at all of this. I'm getting better doing 50 things at one time. Okay, and the hashtag is something great chat, and we'll talk about that in a couple of seconds. Mary, come out. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi. I'm sorry. I was waiting.
It's okay. Good luck on the book. This is so exciting. I mean, you've been doing this all day, and this is really going to be fun. We're going to have a great time, and we have some of your friends are here, and we're going to have fun. And I do not know. I think Marnie was supposed to be here, but she's not here right now. And Sandra's not here, and I don't. So it's me, as usual. Melissa, that turns out to be me all the time. I don't know what happened here. All right. Okay, Melissa was on last night. Melissa's here, too, to join in on the crowd. And then we have Kelly Abellis here, and she's going to talk about the banners that she has done for me. And then we have one of Mary's friends here, which is now a friend of mine, Margaret Taylor. So we're going to have a fun time today. And all right, let's just see some. Mary, are you in the chat room? I'm not in the chat room right now. Are you in our chat room? Or Melissa, because Melissa's been in the Melissa, are you in the chat room? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Let's just see if I can
I will be there 50, in a second.
Let's see if I could do 50 things at one time. Okay. Let's see the chat, like if I can go. I got two computers here, so I'm like my own assistant. Is this not a good thing or what? Okay. All right, well, you've been going. All right, so why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your book and what made you change genres? You didn't change that far away, you know. I mean, but you just now you're in the romance genre, so now you're ready to have fun. All right, tell everybody who you are and what you've done before, because you have a lot of other books too.
Okay, my name is Mary Ting, and I'm the author of Crossroads Saga, which is a young adult novel. And I started writing just a way to heal the loss of my grandmother. It was an outlet for me. So I started writing a story, and one thing I knew, I have a whole story, and I gave it to my friend, and she told me I need to publish it. And I've been teaching for 20 years, and being an author never crossed my mind. But I had so much writing the story that I started developing a passion, and after I started getting fans and people emailing me, telling me how much they love the story, then you start writing for your fans. And after Crossroads, actually, is a series of books, Crossroads, Between, Beyond, and Eternity, and Halo City is a novella to tie up everything, will be out soon in September 12th. But anyways, I was thinking about what other books I should write. After a while, I think an author writes about the same character, you kind of get tired of it. So, I mean, not you get attached to the characters, of course, but I was thinking about all the other genres to write or other storylines. So one day I was having breakfast with my friends. It's a group of moms. They were, I had their children in my kindergarten class, and we became friends together. And I was also a PTA president. So we always get together like once a month to have breakfast, and they all read Fifty Shades of Grey. And
everybody, you know, most people in the world have read that. You know, wait, you know, let me stop for 1 second. I think because Marnie's here, so let me just stop. Okay, I just want to, so we can do the chat. Okay, I just want to say, Marnie, is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, hi.
I'm sorry, I'm running a couple minutes late.
Okay, that's good. All right, you know what? So then we're so you're going to do the chat in the tweet chat. chat room, okay? Mm-hmm. We're doing tweet chats. Okay, this is Marnie, and she does all my Facebook and my Twitter and, you know, tries to keep up with me, which is impossible, which is all my messages. But, you know, so but she does it with World of Ink also. So she's here tonight to do this. So I guess I'll just let you do that, and we'll do the show, right? Because we've not
okay,
done this
sure.
before. So
right.
then Marnie, you'll come out. You'll be on the phone, I guess, while you're doing it. So if there's something, because I have two screens open. So, okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's go ahead, Mir. All right,
go okay. ahead. Go ahead. Okay. So, like I said, my friends, they all read Fifty Shades, and they wanted me to write a book like that. And I said, I don't think I can. first of all, because I'm kind of shy to talk about the subject. and it was just a little bit too much for me. But I thought, okay, I could just do it enough. You know, have the romance and friendship.
Right.
And if I could get a good storyline, then maybe I could have something there. So I just started typing from the beginning. I kind of knew what I wanted to write about, but I wasn't really sure. That's how I always start my stories. But then one thing led to another. I had so much fun writing it. It was, I don't know if I should use the word ridiculous, because I think about 4 days I wrote 30,000 words. And if you're an author, you will know what that means.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
I was
oh,
like, holy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, that's almost like one-fourth of a story in 3-4 days. I was like, how did that happen?
Nice.
I wasn't looking at the count. I was just, I mean, if you read my story and where she is going to New York, that's when all the fun starts happening.
Right. Yeah. It is a different genre, but it's really not that much. You know, it's just, we talked about it last night on the show. Melissa was on the show. I mean, yeah, you have sex scenes, but you know, it's just a little different market. You know, you didn't go into erotic yet. So, you know, basically, you know, you're not that far in, you know. And so I think that this is an interesting way to move on, because you can't just all of a sudden sometimes plunge into something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but, and you did a good job, because, you know, it is a little difficult to write scenes.
Yes. And
you
I
know,
honestly, I didn't know if I can do it.
Right.
So
I know how that is.
Exactly. So I just kind of, you know, slowly took my time and just kind of let my imagination go off, and then that's how it happened. And I actually had someone else read it, because to me it sounded fine, but I didn't know how the readers would take it. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
Like, is it awkward? Is it, you know, it's like two people having sex and bumping into each other all the time. Was it like that for them when they're reading the book? So
yeah,
right,
when you're reading
yeah.
One time I had Melissa, you're with Rebel Ink Press, and I had Elizabeth
right.
on, and they were talking about when they are reviewing books to be published, they're trying to figure out if the sex scenes that they put in could be done. I mean, because, you know, when you're moving around there, and it's, you know, and you're going like, is this really possible? So, I mean, you know, because people, when you write romance, know this, because, you know, you just say things and you're moving around and doing things, but you really want to know if this is actually possible for them to get in those positions from where they were, you know. And so, it is difficult. That's why it's smart to have somebody read it to see if it makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't want to look like a fool, if that's the right word to use. And I gave it to a couple of my friends, and one of my friends started reading like 11 o'clock at night. She was like, Mary, I'm so sorry. I didn't have time, but I'm just going to start it. And she texted me the next day. She said, I'm so mad at you, because I stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning to
yeah.
finish your book.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop reading. I'm so
hey,
mad at
Mary,
you, because now...
Me too.
Well,
that
that's a good
too.
Thing. I want to hear.
Is that Margaret?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's here.
I did ask you?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
I
your book.
I read it the other night and couldn't finish it until 5 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't tell me that, but thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I hate you for it, but you're welcome.
Margaret, let me ask you, Margaret, are you a romance reader or author? And both.
I'm actually a romance author. I write in three different genres. I just released a contemporary romance today.
That's good. What's the name of it? So everybody.
It's called All in the Name of Love.
Okay, that's a good name.
And it asks the question: how far would you, how much are you willing to sacrifice all in the name of love?
Right.
And it's a contemporary romance, suspense, mystery, thriller, action, adventure. Kind of got a little bit of everything in it. And then I have a sci-fi series which has been out for a while. The first book is called A First Love Never Dies. And then I have a paranormal romance series that's out. The first book is called Wolf's Paradise.
That's great. So that's great. All right, so we'll have to have you on the show when we do one of these shows. Yeah, it's good to meet you. You know, and
Thank you. You're
friends with Mary and you read the book and, you know... So, I mean, that's what we're having tonight. This is a party launch. This is the first time we've done something like this. I've had a lot of guests on at one time, but we're having a lot of people, and also we're going to have some different things, you know, because we have Kelly Abel here. Kelly, how are you?
I'm here. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited about Mary's book.
This is great stuff.
Yeah, she's an author also, and she does a lot of work with, you know, she does things for World Castle, which Mary is another one. And we're glad that she could come on. I just wanted you know, in case you don't stay the whole show, tell everybody what you do so we know what you do, you know, so we know everybody can know everybody else.
I think that's a good thing. Thanks for having me, Mary.
Oh,
thanks for having me at your launch party. I'm excited for you. This is all good stuff.
Yeah.
In addition to being a romance and a YA author. I'm a multi-genre author, I think, like a lot of folks on the phone tonight. But I also have a company called Selecto Graphics, and we do book covers, we do book trailers, we do promotion for authors where we have it's all inexpensive, reasonably priced, you know, as far as, you know, indie authors that are out there looking for a company to help them promote their book and help them get, you know, good covers, good trailers, that type of thing. That's what we do. And I have contracts with a couple of publishers and am looking to, you know, branch out and establish more. So if, you know, any
but
publishers
what you do,
that are
though,
looking
is one
for
thing,
cover.
What, one of the reasons I wanted to tell people what they, you know, what, you know, usually, you know, because I've been doing this for so many years and figuring out things that are necessary, and the banners that you do that are very reasonable really, really good, and you just don't make a banner and just, you know, you put thought into it. So my banner for Sizzling Hot is yours, and, you know, and I love it. I use it all over the place, and I think that that's what people, and it, because it's so reasonable, this is a good thing to start with, because you can, if you have a banner, it's good on your Facebook, and, you know, Mary, you do a lot of stuff. I mean, Mary has always promoted her things very well, all her books always well, you know, and way at the beginning, and prizes and doing all of this. But most people really don't know sometimes where to begin. And the one of the things you need on Facebook is a banner, because it does look nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
and
that's
what you can do.
We do a simple little thing we call our Premium Author Club. And we, for $25, $35, including a banner, we'll do your banner for you, and then we also promote you weekly to all of our social network sites. So, you know, between Facebook and LinkedIn and Google+ and Twitter and, you know, everywhere we have a social network presence, we do little snippets about, you know, the author's book or their website or whatever they want to promote, if it's a particular series, if they're launching a new book. And this is a 6-month membership. So for $35 for 6 months,
I'm in it, you know, we do
a lot of the legwork for you.
Right, and I'm in it. And, you know, this is what I, you know, the reason that you're on is I wanted people to understand, like, because, Mary, you're going to get tired, too. I mean, we're all, you know, everybody cannot see everything, you know. And
exactly.
I'm going to offer it, too, with World of Ink. We're getting a page for that, and I could do it on my blog, and I have 6 blogs, but that's what we're starting to do, because I think no matter how many you have, it's never enough, because they're different friends. And if it's reasonable, like $25 or $30, it's really good. And so I'm hoping people, when they're listening tonight, we're not, you know, it's not like an advertisement show. It's just things that people need, because I think people sometimes don't know what they need, and I keep trying things to see what's right. And these are one of the things. The banner's good, and the Facebook, and Marnie's here because Marnie does, you know, Twitter and Facebook. And these are the things that help. because when you're a writer, you know how much time this social networking, Mary, as you know, after
yeah.
today, it's like 24 hours. It is, you know, and you cannot write at the same time. It's impossible. You know, you can't do everything at one time. And when you want to write sequels, and the best thing in romance is to keep writing. And you can't do that when you're doing everything mm-hmm. else. So these are methods that people can use, you know. And I know, Mary, you have a street team, right? But you have a lot of fans, though. I mean, you've had fans for years.
I have a street team, and they're wonderful. I have to say that I think, I mean, yes, I do have a fan base, but I think that street team really makes a difference.
Why do you think that, though? Why do you think, what do they do different than the fans do for you?
Well, the street team, I have three admins, and what they do is they do different things. Like, for example, Elliot, what she does is she reaches out to other blogs or Facebook site and try to promote my book and ask them if they're willing to post. And what I do in return is give them shout-outs, too. I don't just take, you know what I mean? In this industry, you've got to take and give what you can. And Janie, she posts things on my street team posts, which is private, things for my group to share out, you know, post it on their Facebook, to tweet it. For example, like today, our post was basically focused on the release event and the blog talk radio show. So they would, mm-hmm. you know, post it out. So, I mean, I could only do so much. And I
right.
post it out, but if you don't have people sharing it, then only people,
right.
you know, a few people who happen to be on Facebook at the right time sees your link. You know,
exactly.
I have a lot of follower on Crossroads, but lately people haven't been going on Facebook. And to tell you the truth, if I wasn't an author, I wouldn't really go on Facebook as every single day practically
yeah,
that
you know,
I'm
know,
on.
That's what everybody's finding out. Let me ask Marnie, now where are
yes.
you in the chat? Are you on the... Which are you on, World of Ink, or are you on Something Great Chat?
I'm on Twitter, just watching the hashtag Something Great Chat.
Yeah. Okay. Because
did you want me to read some of the questions that
yeah,
we're getting,
yeah,
or are you seeing
yeah,
those
yeah.
too?
No,
okay.
Yeah, and
Elliot
I want
wanted
Mary to read
to know.
Something. Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm getting
okay.
questions.
yeah, you are.
Well,
you
Elliot
right.
wants to know if we will see a sequel.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, for sure. After I finished writing it, I initially thought, okay, this might be a one book. But
mm-hmm.
after I was done, I knew the story wasn't over. And I had so much fun writing it that I knew I couldn't stop. And it's going to be told from Jenna's and Becky's point of view. So you'll see more of Becky and her. I like to write their point of views so that
mm-hmm.
you can feel what they're feeling. Or it actually helps me better to write better. So it'll be switched back and forth, but you'll see it on the top. It'll say Jenna, and you'll know it's Jenna's point of view and then Becky's
yeah.
point of view.
Now,
but yeah,
Melissa,
when you read Something Great, the last two words of the book or the novel is the title of book two.
Oh, great. Okay.
Good.
Yeah,
okay,
I ended it that way.
Okay.
And you have Vanessa wants to know if you had someone that Max was based on.
Okay. Max is based on my husband. When I was in college, to tell you the truth, you know, I had a lot of friends in high school who had boyfriends, but I knew that I wasn't ready. I would probably call myself a late bloomer, you know, and I didn't really fall in love with anybody. There was no spark that
yeah.
Jenna and Max felt. But when I met my husband in college, I mean, I dated a lot of guys, but then I just kind of ended it because I'm not the type to just go on dates. I want to go and see and get to know the person, of course, but after a few dates, if there's nothing there, I just didn't want to continue. But with my husband, it was different. There was spark there, just like how Jenna felt. And so I used...
The feeling
how,
of that, probably
yes.
the feeling you felt, right, to get this
yes.
idea.
And I think that's why people connected. I think I can
yes.
make it real somehow, if I can put that. If you can feel it, you can write it, you know what I mean?
yeah, I think so, you know, but then again, say that not everything that
you okay,
like
okay, yeah, yeah, not everything.
Right.
Not everything that happened. I just want to make it clear.
Yeah,
not everything that happened in the book is, you know, what my husband and
right.
I did.
And now Melissa's on the phone. And Melissa, let me ask you a question. Yesterday we had a show which
sure.
we read. You know, everybody read on the show, Melissa, C.H. Admiran, and Amanda McIntyre read, and I read a little, too. And I really enjoyed that, and we're going to have you read. And I want to ask you a question, Melissa. I didn't get to ask you yesterday. Now, when you're writing in first, how did you feel about writing in first person? You connected really well writing in first person?
I did. If I'm given a choice, often I'll do first person versus third person because I can get deeper into that character's thoughts and feelings. And I think there is a stigma sometimes. Readers don't like that. They want to get everybody's perspective and point of view. They want a little bit more wider point of view that you get with a third person point of view. But I really did like that.
Yeah, I liked it when you read it last night, you know, because you just can't help but your mind to go, okay, this is not her. You know, she's just reading it, you know. But I guess you think readers don't like that as much?
I've heard some negative things. You know, people, I'm taking a class right now on point of view, and some people say, oh, first-person point of view, it's, you know, they don't like it, or they like it only for the YA type of audience or the books, because then they can feel like, you know, at that age, sometimes people are more self-conscious, more thinking only of themselves, self-centered more than as a perspective. You know, they want to get the perspective from the guy as an adult relationship. But I think, you know, as adults, going through a relationship, as Mary talked about her feelings towards her husband, I think that we still as adults have a struggle with, we don't always know what the guy's thinking.
Right. Yeah.
So there's that playoff.
Yeah, see. Yeah, because I meant to ask you that last night, but because I think it sounded really good. And we have, now I know, Mary, you're expecting someone to call in, right? Is it?
Alex.
It's gonna,
yeah.
Okay, let me see. I don't know who's on this other
line. Ooh,
sorry, dog.
Okay.
Okay,
hi,
I
it's Marcia.
The radio.
Hi, it's Marcia. Is this Alex by chance or no? No. Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, it's Marcia.
Hi, this is Amber.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, you said
I'm doing
you
good.
In, you said you weren't sure you were going to call in, so I gave you
I was hoping I was able to call in because, I mean, this is the first time that I'm actually getting to talk to you, you know, through, you know, without Facebook and stuff. And
that's why
I
think it's great what you did. Okay, Lady Amber was doing the whole day.
Oh, no, this is not Lady Amber.
Oh, it's not. It's Amber. No, it's not. Because I wanted Lady
This is Amber. I run the Crossroads Saga fan page on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. Okay. Let me just say one thing, Mary. Okay, Lady Amber, I asked her to come on, but she, you know, didn't. She has not really done too many shows. Do you want to just tell people, because she was working with you so hard today, about Lady Amber?
Okay.
Even though
Amber,
she's not
hold
on the show.
Let me, Okay, Amber, sorry, hold on. Let me do this first.
Yeah.
Marcia's
okay.
Asking. Okay.
That's
fine. I was going
to
do a shout out to Lady Amber anyways.
Yeah. Right.
I just met her through Facebook because I've seen her do a lot of release events, and she keeps on inviting me all the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, who is this lady? And so I clicked on and I said yes. So I was just kind of, you know, stalking her a little bit on Facebook to see what she does and why she's asking me every time to come join this party. But I noticed that is what she does. She does that, and I just found out that she also does blogs. And I signed up to do a blog tour with her for both of my books, Crossroads Saga, that's coming up, and then
I think
she
did
something
a good
great.
Job, and I, you know, I'm going to, as usual, you know, try something else, which I'm Lady Amber, you know, I'm going to try, you know, myself, you know, because I think she did a really good job, so, and she didn't want to come on, but I wanted to say something about her, so I'm, you know, that so we could introduce her, you know, so if somebody wanted to, you know, use her at all for the parties, which we're going to be doing also, you know, hopefully, you know, in the same kind of way launching, because I think I'm going to do the launches with the, you know, the Twitter. So this is, you know, this is a first that we've done like this on the show. So I know that, so who wants, are you not going to read your book, but then But let's see.
Is Alex in yet? Because I told her that she has to call in. She didn't know she had to call in. She thought
maybe she's in the, is she in the chat room maybe? Alex, are you in the chat room? I don't know. But let me just see. It's Alex, right? Is that who it is? Okay, Alex. Okay.
Oh, she says I'm on.
Where, she's in the chat room? Oh, she, oh, she just maybe, maybe. All right, here's another call. So wait, let's see if, let me just see if that's, okay, let me see something. I have two, I don't know, okay.
Okay, now
hi.
Can you hear me?
Is this Alex?
Yes, this is Alex.
Oh, hi. Okay, all right, just one minute. I'm using two computers. I do not know my whole studio going on here with myself.
I can hear you
no
all
idea.
Talking, but I didn't think you could hear me.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We couldn't hear you before. We couldn't. So, okay, all right, Mary, it's your party. What do you want to do? Do you want to talk to Amber?
Well, yeah,
or
Alex, I just sent you
I've got
teaser.
It.
You got it? Okay. Well, let me tell everyone... of course, since Max is based on my husband, I'm not going to pair him up with another girl. So Jenna is based on kind of like me in the sense that the insecurityness, also how she feels about... I'm not a go-getter type of person in relationships. I might be on other things, but I'm very hesitant. And in the story, Jenna is allergic to alcohol. And it's a funny thing because someone told me, well, that's a really good thing to, I've never heard about that or read about
that.
That
is, yeah, that is.
Okay.
I think that is.
Yeah, but it's because I didn't make it up. It's me.
No.
I'm allergic to alcohol. I mean,
actually, I can say as a nurse, yes, that is a clinical thing. Some people are allergic to alcohol.
Yeah.
You give me. I take two sips and I turn red and I want to pee. I don't know why, but that happens. And then if I drink half the wine, I'm totally out.
Yeah. See, I don't drink at all because I can only imagine what I would be like if I was drinking. This is not a good thing. So I don't drink. But it is a thing. So I know that you had that in there, you know. And, that, you know, a lot of things that people can, you know, when people are writing books, they write true things in there, you know. And so
because
you usually check everybody, you know, authors, I do always check it out, like, and that's a good thing, you know, because people like realistic, you know. But... you know, in not every way, is that we were talking about. What would you like to do? Let me talk to Amber for 1 second.
Yeah,
Amber?
I was going to ask you. We forgot Amber.
No, I didn't.
I'm still here.
I didn't forget her. I didn't forget Amber. Amber. Okay. All right, Amber, so you run the Crossroads for Mary.
I run Crossroads Saga fan page.
Okay. Now, that's a great thing. Do you want to tell everybody how you do this so people know what that means? Because we talk about it, but a lot of people might not know what that is.
Well, pretty much what it is I created a fan page for the Crossroads because of the simple fact is that when Mary first started coming out on the Facebook, and I had seen an ad that was on Facebook that, you know, saying check out Crossroads. Well, I go and I check it out. You know, I buy it on my tablet. And I start reading it, and it's like, I couldn't put it down. You know, I couldn't put
that's
it down whatsoever. And, it is a good thing. And so what it was is when she was doing, you know, a few giveaways when she first started out, you know, I won Crossroads and Between on paperback from her, and she signed them to me.
Did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I won both. And and then I ran when Eternity came out, you know, I downloaded it, and then I finally went and got it, you know, on the paperback. And, I mean, it took me, I want to say, a couple weeks to get through Crossroads, but then, like, Between, it took me, like, I want to say a day to read it.
Wow.
And then I got Eternity, and that took me, like, less than 12 hours.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, that's
so,
easy.
I mean,
then you started to, right, if you love it, it's easy for you to do this.
Yeah, exactly. I got into the books, you know, it's like I fell in love with the characters. It's like I was feeling what the characters were feeling, and I felt that this was a really good book series.
Yeah.
So, you know, I decided to create the fan page, and, you know, people can interact on there posting, you know, their favorite quotes or, you know, putting up pictures of who they think could play, like Michael or Claudia, you know, or the other characters in the book. And you know, it's pretty fun. And it doesn't cost me anything, so.
it's so interesting. It's very nice to meet everybody that you're having. I mean, this is a lot of fun. I do want to say one thing, because Lindsay Kendall, she's out there she's in the chat room, and she did your cover. So,
yes.
Mary, do you want to, this is a shout-out for Lindsay, because she is living far away, and she's in a different, I don't know, what time is it?
Well, she is in the UK.
Yeah.
I am such a big fan of her voice. Well, of her, too, but her voice, too. I reached out to her because I knew she did covers, and I knew that she would put up with me being very picky. We originally had a different cover, but I have a friend who is a graphic designer, and she was telling me, you need to do this, you need to do that, you do that. So I'm like, okay, Lindsay, let's try this. Lindsay is wonderful to work with. She's very flexible. I think I've texted her like 1,000 times. Like, can you try this color? Can you try that color? But yes, I love my cover. She did a wonderful job. I love the back of the cover, the city of New York. I don't know if you guys ever seen it, but I'll post it on the party link right now. The party
post
link.
Yeah, if you post it, then I'll post it.
It
on
looks
my
awesome.
Site.
I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, I'll post it on my site also. I forgot to. Some people don't know who I am. I'm Marcia Cook. I should have said who I was, but I'm also an author. And I'm a screenwriter, and I have a series, Virginia Templeton series, of short stories, sexy short stories, and I wasn't going to do any more of them, but people really like them, so I am doing more of them. And so I'll be putting those out, and I do the Blog Talk Radio shows. We do a lot of different kind of shows. And if somebody would like to be on it, just email me at mba3308@aol.com or go on World of Ink Network, and you can find me or Marcia Casper Cook. And everything that you want is on those sites. So feel free if you want to come on the show. Who's screaming? Somebody's screaming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are my kids.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my daughter. Very enthusiastic little girl.
April. Okay. Well, all right. And Marnie, do you have any other questions? Do you have any more questions in the chat, on Twitter?
Let me just see. Well, we had you've answered most of the one, and we had the question of if Jenna was you. Let me just see. everybody wants to think that.
Oh, everybody wants to know that I'm Jenna.
Yeah, I think people wanted to know.
They want to be.
We don't have any other questions at this point. But one asked. For Elliot McMahon, the Crossroads Saga was created from your dreams. Did you have that same experience with Something Great?
Okay, no, I didn't. But the strange thing is, and you promised that you won't think strangely of me, when I'm sleeping, or sometimes when I'm just, I don't know, just sitting there doing whatever. Sometimes these characters talk in my head.
That's how it's supposed to be.
I agree.
You're talking to a lot of people that have characters in their mind. Right. So we all get it.
Okay, that's good. Because I did, you know, when I'm, sometimes my friend would ask me, like, I would say, I'm so tired. And they'd be like, why? I'm like, because these characters are talking in my sleep. They won't stop. And especially when I'm concentrating on a chapter and I'm not sure how to go about going, which direction, and it just happens, you know, they just kind of talk in my dream, which is good, because then I'm like, oh, okay, I should write about that. But before we go on, I wanted to know, is Amber still on?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's there. Yeah, she's there.
Marcia.
Yes.
Okay, Amber, and then I have... I think I'm not even sure if I'm saying her name right. Venna, she is from UK. And my Jenny, I don't even know if I'm saying her name right. She's from South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And then I also have Janie. And then, and Christy. I have about maybe five friends that are running Crossroads Saga, different types of fan pages. And I just
feel so blessed and honored. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to thank them. They're on there promoting me, not just Crossroads, but they're promoting something great now. And I'm so glad that I decided, you know, you and I talked about doing this because we write each other on Facebook, we type, you know, but we never get to hear our voices. So it's
well,
nice to hear
Amber.
People
are on the show tonight. That's why the thing about being on a show is you get to actually talk to people. And let's see.
Well,
I think Lindsay said something. Because I'm in the chat room, right, the regular chat room. So Lindsay said you were a pleasure to work with. That's what she said.
Tell her she's lying, because I was...
Okay, she's okay. I think she's listening. Yeah. She's listening.
We have somebody else on the line.
Let me see if they want to come in and talk to you. I don't know. They just may... Hi, this is Marcia. Did you want to have a question for Mary, or...
If it's Jennifer, is it Jennifer or Janie?
I don't know. No, it might not be, so then they might not want to come on. I'm putting back on hold.
Hello,
if they want to come on, if go in the chat room and tell me, because I don't want to. Because sometimes you can just listen if you call in. I do that a lot, not to be on the show.
Well, Marcia, can I say something?
Of course.
Okay. I'm at the Something Great party on Facebook right now.
Yep.
And I posted, who is here? Are you listening to the show?
Well, I see them
and,
in the chat room. Right, I see
them. Yeah, and I cannot believe how many are on here. I just want to thank them.
That's because you've been working very hard at this and they like your work. This is a good thing.
Everybody that's been going on the Something Great event party, I mean, they're all excited about the book because of all the teasers that Mary kept putting out. It's like, stop doing it. You're teasing us too much.
I think there's one more person on here. I think I know who's here. I think it might be Joanne. Joanne said she was coming. I think this might. I don't know if it's her or not. Let's see who this is. Joanne, is that you? No, it's not.
I don't know who it is.
Oh, okay. Hi, Marcia. Did you want to talk to Mary?
Hi, this is Jennifer Miller.
Jennifer?
Yes, okay.
Marcia, this is Jennifer. She's a good friend of mine.
Hi, Mary.
She's also an author. So, Jennifer, can you please tell us about your book? Because, Marcia, what Jennifer and I did, which I think really is a good way, because I wanted to let everybody know, is that she put a teaser from my book in her book, and I put a teaser from her book in my book.
Oh,
did I just make sense? So
yes, we did.
I guess you call it a teaser swap or a chapter swap or whatever. And well, Jennifer actually she blogs. She was a blogger first, but then she became an author. And so it just happened to be a good time where I knew that she wrote a book and I wrote a book and we were texting back and forth. And then we decided to do the chapter swap. And then we've just been helping each other from then. But anyways, I'm going to stop talking so Jennifer can tell us about her
book. Yeah, and I also, I want to say something while everybody's on the phone. See, this is a really good thing because I think that I'm always trying to explain to people how nice it is when other people share things. Because, this is what we all need because everybody has different friends and everybody knows different people. And I think if everybody started sharing again, I don't know what happened because a lot of people don't share anymore. And I think a lot has to do maybe with Facebook. They've changed things. So if people out there don't know that their friends, they don't sometimes know that their friends' messages aren't getting to them. So I think if we all start to do things where we're sharing with each other, I really think it can help everybody out there. And, I feel that, I'm happy to do these. We could do some of these shows because this is a good thing so people can hear each other that normally haven't talked to each other. And so it's a good thing. I like this. It's fun. And everybody gets to meet everybody. And we all do different things. And it's good if we all help each other. So I think this will be good for everybody. And because anybody that has any tips they want to share, that's fine, but I do want to hear you want your book. We want them to read a little, don't you think?
Yeah, that would be pretty nice.
We want to do that. Okay, but I got to say one thing. Okay, I just want to
let
who, I have to know whose kids are screaming just for a few minutes. I just want to mute you for a
second. I'm gonna cover my phone.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So, because I want them to hear the book. Thank you. Okay.
Wait. Before we do this, you introduced Lindsay. Let's
get her, because I know she's, I don't know what
I don't
con
think she's not on the phone. She's not on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I don't think, Lindsay, are you on the phone?
I'm here.
Okay, I've asked Alex
Wait, let
to
me
read
just
for me.
Want Lindsay if she's on the, I don't think, okay. Lindsay's not on the phone.
She
Lindsay.
Just said she was there.
She's on the phone? Is that
Someone just said I'm here. I thought it was Lindsay.
No, because
yeah, I heard that too.
She'd be on Skype though. I think she'd be on Skype. Let me see. There's one other person here, but
okay.
I don't know that they want to talk. That I will try it again. Hi. Oops.
Hello.
Wait, I'm yeah. trying to. Hi, it's Marcia. Who's this? I don't know if they want to come on. Hello. Wait a minute.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Marcia. Hi. Did you want to come on?
Yes. This is Janie.
Oh, hi. Okay. Here we go. All right.
Hi, Janie. You got in. She's
Yes.
Hi. Hi. Okay. Do you want to talk about it? You are Janie?
Yeah, this is Janie.
Okay.
I run the Crossroads Saga Beyond page on Facebook.
Okay.
And you're also my one of the admin of the Cross. It's called Mary's Angel Street Team.
Okay. Mary's Angel Street Team. Okay. All right, this is good. All right, now, so you have, are all three of them on your street team? Let's see, we have Amber.
I don't know, but is Lindsay on or
no,
off?
No, Lindsay's not. She's just on in the,
okay.
She's just in there, right.
Okay, how about Jennifer? Is she still there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, they're here. Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, you're not on the. I'm on the switchboard,
well,
right? I can see everybody. They're
let's
all
have,
on.
Let's have Jennifer talk about her book first before Alex reads.
Okay,
is that okay?
It's fine.
Sure. Okay. Well, my book is called Pretty Little Lies, and basically, it's about how a little lie can change the course of everything. My main character's name is Olivia, and she is the type of person who pretty much has her whole life planned out for her, intending to have the love of her life, Luke, at her side. And then one day she overhears something she was never meant to, and in a matter of seconds, her whole future is shattered. So seeking comfort and an escape, she moves away and hooks up with a bad boy, and that doesn't end up ending too well. And then 7 years later, she moves back home and comes face to face with her past. So it's a romantic comedy. It's about friendship and romance and self-discovery.
Okay, that sounds good. You know, and you know, I would like to have another show with some of the people that are on. So if you want to contact me, you know, we'll have another show. And actually, we could have a show with, you know, the people that are actually authors that are helping you too. So that's a good thing. I mean, I can have one of those. So I just want to ask a question.
I'd
okay.
love to do that.
Well, Marcia, Jennifer and Margaret and I don't know who else is on. Alex. We're in a group of. Is Melissa there too?
Yeah, Melissa's here.
Yeah, Melissa. We're authors in a group because our genre is similar. We are called the Indivas. In for indie.
Okay.
And divas for
okay. mm-hmm.
authors. I don't know. We just kind of made it up.
We're divas.
It
we're
sounded
divas.
Cool. You know, it sounded cool. So we're called Indivas. And
right.
so I would love it if the Indivas author could come to the show and just start shredding out our diva stuff.
Right. Well,
that would be
well,
really
right.
fun.
Right. I wouldn't mind being in that group because I write divas. That's who I write about. Divas. I'm not like that, but my Virginia Templeton is. All right, there's one more person here, I think, that might want to come on. Let me just check this out. Hi, it's Marcia.
Marcia?
Do you want to come on? Hi.
Hey, Marcia, it's Candy. I just wanted to say congratulations to Mary.
Hi, Candy.
Okay.
Hey.
Candy O'Donnell. This is Candy O'Donnell. Okay. She's. The good thing is, like, everybody's getting to meet each other. I think this is so good because I know some of the shows, everybody has met people on my shows. And this is why I love to do them, because I think it's great that people are meeting people, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everybody is sharing on this show right now. All the people on here have been really nice to each other. you know, the ones that I don't know have been nice to Mary, and the ones I do know are great to me. So this is a great thing. So I think that if we could say anything about tonight, it's really about sharing. And I think that you have a lot of people in there. And I think that's why these things can be successful for everybody that has book launches, because instead of just saying, oh, today my book came out, then we have a whole, like, party going on here. And I think this is fun, you know. And so I think everybody, I think one person more. Okay, I want you to have your book read a little. I mean, we have time, there's no, you know, but I just think that it sounds good when the book is being read. So I think that would be a good thing for you.
I've asked Alex is going to read Something Great, and I'm going to read book two, and I'm not going to reveal the cover, the title of book two, because they will know when they finish reading Something Great. But I will read a little teaser of book two. So, Alex, are you there?
I'm here. I haven't left.
Okay.
Are you ready to start? Okay, this is what... You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think this is my stop, he muttered, looking straight at me. I'm not wanted in there. What do you think? He arched his brows, and his tone held a note of challenge. Huh. He wants to go in with me. I gasped silently, as I was still lost in his eyes. I think the woman in there will throw themselves at you. I couldn't believe I'd said those words. I couldn't take it back. What was I doing? Flirting with him? He seemed to like what he heard. His arms reached out, his muscles flexing as he placed one on each side of me on the wall. With nowhere to go, I was trapped inside the bubble of his arms. He leaned down towards the left side of my face and brushed my hair with his cheek. You smell delicious, he whispered. His hot breath shot tingles to places I hadn't expected them. Out of the nervousness and habit, my left index finger flew inside my mouth. Max gave me a crooked, naughty grin and slowly took my hand out of my mouth. Do you know that biting one's fingers is an indication one is sexually deprived? His words came out slowly, playfully, but hot. I can fix that for you, if you'd like. He did not just say that to me. I parted my lips for a good comeback, but I couldn't find one. Feeling my chest rise and fall, I tried to control the heated desire. Sure, he helped me once. My computer's stuck. But that didn't mean we were friends or flirting buddies, or that I would allow him to fix my sexual deprivation. Oh, God, can guys tell if you haven't done it in a very long time? This just had to stop, or else, oh dear, I wanted to take him with me into the restroom. Needing to put a stop to the heat, I placed my hand on his chest. Big mistake. Touching him made the heat worse, and tingles that were already intensifying burst through every inch of me. I had to push him away. As if he knew what I meant to do, he pulled back, but his eyes did the talking instead. There was no need for words. I felt his hard stare on my body, as if he was undressing me with his gorgeous eyes. His gaze was powerful as his eyes were his hands. I felt them all over me, completely unraveling me. Just when I thought I was going to faint, his eyes shifted to mine again. It was really nice to meet you, Jenna. I sure will see each other again real soon. I better let you go. Your someone must be waiting for you. By the way, there was a pause as he charmed me with his eyes again. You took my breath away. If I were your someone, I wouldn't let you out of my sight for even a second, because someone like me will surely try to whisk you away. He winked and left.
And that's the end. And I just can't breathe right now as I'm listening to you.
See, that was more erotic than last night. We all cut everything out. Last night's show, we cut everything out. It's fun. You know, and see, everybody, that this show and last night's show are on MarciaCasperCook.com and Michigan Avenue Media. There's a link. So if you miss anything or you want to hear again, you know, anything that went on, those links are on that site, beside being on WorldOfInkNetwork.com. Because everything, the good thing about everybody that's on the show tonight, you will be out here forever, because the link goes everywhere. And that's a good thing, international and everywhere. And what I will say, thing is, last night Melissa was on the show, and I had been doing so much promoting for tonight and last night that I was on Blog Talk Radio changing something like I always do, and I lost the whole show. And I freaked out. Yep. But
oh, no.
I emailed Blog Talk. They restored it, and I said, oh, this is time to go to bed now, because I said, oh, my God, the whole show, it was a really good show, and it's on now. It's fine. But I freaked out. Out of all the shows I've ever done, I have never lost a show. And then I went, this was one of my favorite shows last night. So this show and the last show are definitely be out on mine and World of Ink. So anybody can listen to it, and passing it on is a good thing. So that I want to say that, Melissa, it's on. I didn't want to freak anybody out last night. I didn't know who to call. It was like 2 in the morning. I'm going like, oh, my God, I feel horrible. So anybody that tried last night and couldn't get my show as an archive, it's fine now. So, okay, I'm done. Sorry, I forgot to say that. I was going to say at the beginning. Okay, Mary?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to set the scene, and this is going to be a little spoiler maybe for some readers, so if you don't want to listen, tune out for just a minute or two, I guess. It might be less than that. So Becky is a literary agent, and so she's sitting at a Starbucks coffee at a table. There's a chair right in front of her. She's sitting alone. Her computer screen is up, and she's working, and somebody sits in front of her, but she doesn't look up, but then she finds out who it is, so I'll just go from there. So she says, none of your business. Okay, this is from Becky's point of view. So hold on 1 second. Let me keep the quiet down. Hey, quiet down. Stop. 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 Turn off. Sorry, did you hear that?
Yes.
He's telling the kids to quiet. Okay. So,
Mary, you're very soft-spoken, so we're listening to this. We're wondering what happened there. Okay.
Hey, I could.
Yeah, I know.
Wait. Okay, here we go. Okay. So this is Becky's point of view. So she says, none of your business. I snapped lightly so he would get the point that I didn't want to be bothered. Matthew beamed a mischievous grin that did all sorts of funny flips in my stomach. He was simply gorgeous. I made you answer when I called you Becca. She's, grrr, he was right, I just did. Knowing he had the upper right hand, now I changed the subject. Do you mind? I have to work. Some of us actually have to work. He didn't like that reply. I could tell by his eyebrows narrowing together to form a pinch in the center. A part of me felt bad. I shouldn't have said that. But then again, that's what he gets for being an ass. Oof, am I allowed to say that?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I just said it, so... Okay, that's what he gets for being an
ass.
Yeah, fine. Okay, a hot ass, though. You should... Becky's a little bit more... she says those words. Jenna's more calmer. You shouldn't read much on the... You shouldn't read much on the computer screen. It's not good for your eyes. Matthew leaned back into his chair, spread his long legs while his eyes continued to be fixated on mine. Not knowing how to respond to his question, I decided not to answer him and shifted my eyes on the screen. I hoped he would get the point that I wasn't in a talking mood. Actually, my nerves were unsteady and I didn't know what to say, but he kept right on rolling with whatever his thoughts were. Matthew tapping my shoes with his made me look up at him. He didn't answer me. I pulled my leg back so he couldn't touch me again. Why don't you talk to those ladies behind you instead? I'm sure they have nothing better to do. Go bug them. I pointed to the table where the group of ladies sat. Their eyes never left him, and I could tell they were honing on our conversation. Matthew didn't even bother to look to the direction I pointed. He didn't seem interested at all. I'd rather stay here. I think you like me here, too. He took a big gulp of his drink and slowly licked the section that escaped with one long stroke from his tongue. Watching him do that made me quiver right where I didn't want it to, and my face became hot as my drink, and I wanted to be that cup he just licked. Okay, that's it.
Mary, all right.
Okay, sorry.
Mary, you're doing okay on this, Mary. Okay, I got to say, anybody on here that if it's getting, you know, it's like almost 9, if you have to go, you can, you know, you can go off, or is there anybody that wants to say anything, let me know, because, I there's a lot of people on, and I don't want to let anybody not talk. I know Elliot wants to come on.
Okay.
Right, Elliot? I think he does. Right? Okay.
Now, we have a question. People want to know if there's going to be more Becky and Matt.
Becky and Matthew, you mean? Right?
That's what it's coming through on Twitter.
Okay.
It's,
Becky and Matt, the reason why I just read that teaser was because at the end of the Something Great, and it's going to be a little spoiler, they come. I mean, as you read, as you read at the beginning, it's more about Max and Jenna. But toward the end, and especially at the very last chapter, I bring them in as they are in together. But Becky's personality and Matthew's personality, I mean, they're something quite special, as you can tell from the teaser that I'm reading. You know, she has a spunky side, and he has a I'm going to get you side. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yes, they will get to read more about them. Did I answer the question?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You're doing fine, considering you've been doing this for like 24 hours. I think so.
Well, you know what, Marcia, I just got back a week ago from an Asia trip.
Yes, I did.
And I'm very jet lagged, and the moment I got here, because the day that I left is when my book got released early, so I was posting like crazy, and then I was so happy with my ranking, and I couldn't sleep, and just preparing, which is a lot of work. I mean, people who are listening, everybody else who's outside of what my street team is doing, what I'm doing, what Amber was doing, there was a lot of work involved, and all day typing, getting things ready. It's easier when you're in a room together and you can talk face-to-face and, okay, you do this, you do that, and here's the paper, here's this.
Yeah,
but when everything
is
done in typing and emails and, you know, and you're waiting for it to get to you, it was a lot of work, but it was fun because I couldn't wait till we had this event too.
This is a good thing to have. It is fun, and you know, I think that people, you know, when you are doing an indie book, or when, you know, what we all have learned when we do indie books or with small publishers, it doesn't really matter. You have to do a lot of PR. There's nothing that anybody can say other than it's a lot of PR and it's a lot of work, but it is fun to write. This part was not like everybody didn't sign up for this, but this is what, I mean, I've been doing this for years, but it's very tough, and so because you want to write, but, you know, I know that you're wanting to say, because all the people that really put your work together, they did a great job, cover everything, and that's a good thing. It wasn't only you, so that's what you're basically saying, is that all these people, and you weren't in the same room, which is very difficult.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
And it's hard, you know, but it worked out, and the book looks great, and people are listening, and, you know, and also they're reading it, so that's a very good thing. Is it paperback, too?
Yes, paperback.
Yes,
and
I thought so.
Right now on Amazon, they're having a sale, but the original price is $9.99.
Yep.
And as all authors know, pretty much that's pretty good price. Well, also readers as well.
Yeah,
but it's on sale for like $8.49.
That's great.
So that's really good.
And for, you know, maybe I want to say something about the e-books, okay? I want to say one thing. I think that sometimes people don't know that you can read e-books on your computer. You just have to go into Kindle and you can get a book. You don't have to have a Kindle or a reader. And a lot of people don't know that, and they're missing some books because they think if they don't have a Kindle that they can't read it. But you can. If you have a computer or an iPhone, you can read these books. So,
you know...
You just go into Kindle, because a lot of people, you're on Smashwords, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Smashwords, too.
Right, and there's a lot of things. I just actually started going into a lot of these things. I went into Kobo, I went to Bookish. My books are all over also, and, you know, there's so many places you could look. And there are books a lot of places. So if you're used to going to Barnes & Noble, you can look up everybody's books. Usually if they're on Amazon, they're everywhere else. So if you don't have an Amazon account and you have different ones and you want to buy Mary's book or other books, you can just go and you can download in a lot of places. So I think we don't say that enough because I think a lot of people don't know. And like Nook, you can't, if you give a Kindle, though, they don't get what you're giving. Because I gave a lot of free ones away, and they never got it. So I think now that's what I'm trying to tell people, because sometimes people, not everybody has Kindle or an iPad, you know. So I think that, and you can load it. Just sometimes I see it right on my computer. And then, like, you know, when I wanted to read my own last night, I did, I actually printed it out because it was easier to do that, you know. So I think that, you know, all of these things that some people don't know. You know, and so I think that they can really get your book other ways, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of people, Smashwords is very successful, but everybody, we all say Amazon, but Smashwords is a very successful site to be on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, you know, Apple, you know, just not only Amazon, so that's important because sometimes if they want to read your book and they don't have an iPad, they don't know where they can read it if they don't buy you know, a paperback. So that's okay. I just like to say that because I know people don't know that.
Yeah, Marcia. Just to let everybody know, Amazon. My book is sold worldwide. So Canada,
right.
Italy, France,
right.
Kindle and soft cover.
Right.
I'm at. My book is sold in Nook. The soft cover version, where you can buy at Nook. I mean, Barnes and Noble Internet.
Yep.
Will be coming soon, but they're slow, so it might take, like, 2 weeks.
It takes a couple weeks, right, for that.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, I just wanted, that was one thing I didn't want to forget. Okay, and, you know, if anybody, you know, for myself, I know I would offer books if anybody wants. If anybody listening would like a Virginia Templeton story, if you just email me or go to World of Ink, I will send you a copy, you know, or Facebook me, and I'll send you a copy. So, I'm on Mary's site. I'm all over Marcia Castle Cook. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. And so, you know, I'll be happy to send you a free copy of Virginia Templeton's stories. And if you have kids, let me know, because I do have some children's books also out there. And, because I think, you know, it's really nice that people showed up today for you and they're really trying to help. And I think that's really very generous of everybody, you know, especially your crew that has been doing this all day for you since 8 in the morning.
Yeah, and what I also did was they gave an e-book out, and I gave a shout-out to their Facebook, hoping that I could also help promote their books as well. So this was a very nice, successful
It's
event.
It's a very nice group, and I think Elliot is here. I think Elliot wants to come in because I just want... Elliot, is that you?
Hi. Hi, Mary.
Okay.
Hi, Elliot. Oh, my goodness, I finally get to hear your voice.
I know. It's awesome, huh?
Yes, yes. And it's so funny because I become really shy when I actually hear your voice.
Everything has gone so great today. I'm so excited.
It's a very good launch. It's a very good launch for you. Yeah.
I just want to say Elliot does a lot for me. She does behind-the-scene work that I don't really get to see, just reaching out to blogs or Facebook sites to promote. I think she found like 15 or 16 today of sites that I didn't even have time to reach out to. And so she asked if we can post the release party event there. But, of course, in return, I did a shout-out for them. And it's amazing how everyone just participates just because they want to. I did do a giveaway. It was a Swarovski heart ring. And it's really shiny because it's an AB quality. And I made Arsha, you already know that I like to make jewelry. And so I made that into a ring, and everybody has just been even helping just to, you know, helping other Facebook sites as well. It wasn't just me, so that was really nice. And
You know,
and
I think,
Elliot,
I think that we're all listening to something that can work for everyone out there, you know. I mean,
yeah,
I think this can work, you know.
I'm sorry, like I said, Elliot, I mean, what she does is, you know, that's a lot of time consuming, you know, finding these sites, reaching out, messaging them, and then they have to message her. But, you know, it's like a lot of going back and forth.
It is.
But she
it
worked
is.
Really hard today, probably harder than I did. So, Elliot, thank you so much. And I know you're not stopping, so.
No, it's my pleasure. I've been with you from the beginning, and it's been a wonderful ride.
Oh, you guys make me want to cry. But in a good way.
Does anybody here want to ask a question while we're on the phone? You know, here, anybody that's on the phone? Okay. All right. They're going to let, everybody's going to let me ask, right? I know. Let me keep going. All right. Okay. You know, I think, you know, all right. Now, you've read a couple things, and are there any messages you want to give everybody right now before we, you know, we could still, I think people might be tired, you know. Does 309, I don't know if the, I just, the area code, do you want to come on? I don't know. So I have one,
well,
somebody out there.
I just got a message from Paula. She's been with me since Crossroad, and she says, I'm listening to you. It's really nice to hear your voice. She's in UK. It's like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I know. It's really nice.
I'm just blown away that she is up at 2 in the morning just to listen to the show.
You'd be surprised how many people are up at 2 in the morning. Believe me.
Oh, well, okay, sometimes I am too, but I'm typing.
Marcia and I have been up at 2 o'clock in the morning emailing each other.
Yes,
I know both of us are insomniac.
Right. Marnie. And Marnie, you know, look, I mean, I think, let's see. Hello, ladies. Okay, somebody's saying hello, ladies. I don't know who that is. Who might that be? Sure.
Elliot.
All right. Oh, that's Elliot? Okay. And, okay. It's nice that, yeah, because the UK, I had somebody on the other day. Yeah, it's really, it's 6 hours different. So.
Yeah.
So it's a big difference, you know. And sometimes, you know, Joanne, I think Joanne was going to come, but I think she's not here, so I don't think so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then Lindsay's not there anymore?
No.
I want to hear
Lindsay
her voice.
Lindsay might be here. Lindsay might be. So, Marnie, did new people that we didn't know come in that you saw?
I'm not in the chat room. I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't know how to see the chat room, so I'm not
there.
No,
you
can't
do that. No, you can't. Right. No, you're
okay.
On Twitter. You're on Twitter.
Candy O'Donnell left, and she said I have to go, but it was it's a great show. Congrats, Mary.
Yeah,
thank you.
She was on the other day, and she was doing some readings. She's a psychic medium, and she was on the other day. And, you know, that's the thing, like, you know, because I think you met Candy on that other show we did with Willow Cross, too, I think. You were, Mary, you were on that show. Yeah, and that's a good thing. And Melissa, you met her on the other show that we were on. Melissa, I think, is out here doing, I think she was, Melissa, are you here? I think you are. I think she was in the chat room. It's hard to say. There's a lot of people on, and that's really nice that they've came in here. You know, they've come in here for you. So, I mean, you should be very happy.
Melissa's from here, but I'm trying to do all that typing. Sorry.
Oh, you're there, Melissa.
Mary.
There you are. Melissa, do you have anything to ask or what? Because I know you know, you have opinions and, you know, you like to talk, too. So anything you want to say?
No, I think this has been a fabulous opportunity, and I love how Mary has given shout-outs to all of the people who help her, and I think that that's really important, as we said before. You can't do this alone, and having all these wonderful people around to help you is great.
Yeah, I think that is true. You can't do this alone. That's really one of the things, and that's why, you know, there are people like Kelly Abell. She's on here, and, you know, like Lindsay Kendall and Marnie's here. I mean, these are people that can help you because they even, like, well, Kelly's an author, but Kelly, I mean, you know how much people need help, right? I mean, this is just it's an everyday deal for all of us. We are all doing this every day. You know, and so for
and a lot of times it takes away from what we want to do most, which is the writing. The social media and things like that take away a lot of time that you could be spent writing.
Now, Marnie, how many days a week are you tweeting for people? Because I know you do this monthly for a lot of people. You know, not
I do. I do something at least one or two a day for people. It depends on what events they have going on or what they're promoting and that type of thing. So it's kind of tailored for each person.
Yeah, because you almost have to do that, because I think that being in different genres and, you know, like we were talking, like, you know, Margaret, are you on the phone? She does different genres. That's very difficult. Margaret, are you still on the phone? Margaret?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, so you know when you have different genres, how hard that is.
Oh,
very
definitely.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I
mean,
spend more time on Facebook than I do anything else.
Yeah.
You know, just getting out there and chatting and talking. And Mary and I have sat here at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning just chatting back and forth. You know,
well, that's how we all met. You know, the one thing is that most of us don't know each other. You know, if we saw each other on the street, we don't. You know, and that's the good thing.
Yeah.
That there are so many good relationships that get made, you know, from being on, you know, Facebook. And, you know, but there's more people that can be helped if they want to just join up with people, you know, and be friends with them, because there's a very good group of people, and certainly the people that are on tonight want to help everybody. So that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
And it only takes
a
minute just to hit that share button, you know. Or And I think
it does,
you know,
make a huge difference.
Yes, yes, it does. I think so. And, okay, so I don't know, Mary, are you exhausted already?
Yes. Are you kidding? I'm fired up right now. I think I got a second dose of energy here. But I do want to say something. What I'm not just promoting authors and other Facebook sites that have helped me today as well, but I'm also promoting bloggers. I mean, if you think about it, without bloggers, you can't really get your name out there. And I have a group of them that I always go to because they were Crossroads lovers. So I thought, okay, let me just see if they would be willing to read the new adult novel, because, like you said, I'm starting a new genre with a pen name, and I'll explain why I do the pen name. But, you know, it's difficult to get your name out there. I mean, no one knows who M. Clark is. But
I
anyway,
know. This is
a,
well, right. We talked about that last night. I think with myself, I did the same thing you did. And but right now I'm doing what you did. I'm doing Madison Montgomery / Marcia Casper Cook, because when I first wrote it, it's probably like you weren't sure if you're going to say it was you or not, because it's not that wasn't that familiar of writing to you. And then you realize that you've worked so hard to get people to know you, or you come out and they don't know you then. And it's like, what did I do for all those years? And, you know, the truth of the matter is, we talked about this yesterday on the show, about the fact that erotica, and if you listen to last night's show, Melissa did a great job reading her chapters, and so did the others. But Melissa, I think with the title that you have, you know, you thought that it was much more a sexy book. It's a story that it could be anybody's story. And not anybody that wrote it, but it could be, it's very much a person, you know, and that it could be any of us, right, you know, with a double marriage or whatever. And what she did not, there were no swear words, and it wasn't anything really sexy. And I think that that's what people should try, like romance books with sex in it, because it's just a little sometimes. It's not, the story is not just all sex. So I think that that's one of the things that I'm trying to do, is show that all of this, because it was hard for me also to use some of the words that I did, and I was shocked that people liked it, because I did it started as a story, and it was not that comfortable. But I have found that since doing this and having all these shows, that you don't always have to use the words, you could just use the actions of what's going on, you know. And I think
Mary did a beautiful job of that.
That's the truth, because you don't have to, and it's knocking people out of the genre, and it's kind of like some people just say, oh, I don't want to read that if it's sexy. That's not true, because it's not, they're just really good stories that people are missing. So I think that now that you're who you are, do you think you would do that again and just go under your name now, Mary Ting? Is that what you would do?
The reason why, okay, I'm going to backtrack a little bit, because we're talking about bloggers. I'm doing a rafflecopter for bloggers on my blog page. So the address is www.marytingbooks, you know, with an S, .blogspot.com. And what I'm doing is I'm giving away jewelry pieces, heart. There's a bracelet, there's a jewelry piece that says love on it, and another one that's heart, but it's a little bit more shinier. So if anyone's interested, and basically all they're doing is just clicking. It only takes maybe less than a minute to click. I don't know, I have like 25 in there, I think.
Yeah.
Just to click, 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 and then that's it. You've taken care of all the Facebook sites for the bloggers. I'm not promoting their blog, because it just takes too long,
if you go on their blog and join, and then you have to say, I'm done.
Well,
a lot of times
they're not really doing, they're not doing the blog. They're not actually, you can join secretly because people don't want to join a blog now because
mm-hmm.
they're afraid they'll get all these newsletters and everything. But there are people viewing it. Even if your
mm-hmm.
blog doesn't look like there's that many people or you don't have all the people that are signed up, it's that's not true because there are numbers that show how many people are in there. It's just you don't know who they are sometimes now. And that's fine,
mm-hmm.
you know, as long as people are
yeah.
getting the message. And, you know, I can add, if there are some reviewers listening tonight and if there are readers, if they would like to read some of the romance books that I get and the people that are on my shows, because I'd like to get reviews for people faster than some of them are getting them, because a lot of people are not getting reviews if they're erotic, and it's kind of, you know, we're going to find people that will review them. And I think that even if, you know, a lot of times, a lot of the reviewers are very, very busy. So what we need now is to have newer reviewers that are not as busy and can read the books. And there's no stipulations. If they, in my, you know, if they gave them a 3-star, 4 or 5, it's fine. I'm not telling anybody what to give as, you know, what they should give. They can give whatever they want. So there's no stipulations. If they read the book, they can write whatever they write. So I think that it's fair that, you know, people that aren't getting reviews can get them, because some people find it hard to ask for reviews. I'm one of them, and I actually paid to see how it worked because I try a lot of things. So for people that are listening that don't know me, I try a lot of things, and I did try, and it did not work. So I'm not sure if paying someone to get you reviews works, because a lot of people are too busy. And so just try to find your own reviewer.
You know what, Marcia? You know, I just want to say something to everybody who's listening.
Yeah.
It's just that you don't have to write a mega long review,
right?
Like bloggers do.
Yeah.
All you need to do is say, "I love the way she wrote," or "This
right.
was a great
exactly.
book.
Right.
I enjoyed
exactly.
it," and that's
right.
it. And that's
right.
it. One sentence and rate.
Yeah,
that's
I agree
it.
With you. And
you
I
know,
agree,
and it
and I agree
makes,
with you.
And it makes a big difference.
Yes.
For the authors, because
yes.
you then other people who click on it and say, oh, she only has 20 reviews, or this person has 500 reviews. It must
yeah.
be a good book, and then they're willing to download it more.
Yeah.
But
I've actually stopped posting some on my blog and concentrated on the Facebook and getting the reviews on Amazon, Goodreads,
yeah,
Barnes
right.
& Noble.
Yeah,
I really
yeah.
have not done a lot on my blog at all. I think the focus is a lot more on the Facebook pages, the Facebook
yeah.
groups, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
most nowadays, no one really goes. I mean, I even before I started writing, I never went to the blogs. I just went straight to the Facebook.
Right.
People want to be in and out.
Some of the people with blogs, though, you know, you can read a little bit about the books. And not only that, I mean, some of the people, I think, well, what I do naturally is if I find things on some of, you know, like for screenwriting, I put it on my Michigan Avenue or something, because there are some articles that I keep putting out lately because I think there's some really good things out that might help people. So I think that, you know, not all blogs are just about the person or about people. It's just sometimes you're getting really good information that you might not get, you know, because
you know, I love having the blog links so that I can go there when I want
yeah,
more
right.
information,
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different things that people can do now. So, you know, and I know Mary's always open. I am, too. They ask questions on Facebook. You know, if you have questions, say, because the truth is we're not born knowing this. So if you have a question, you can always ask. I know for sure Mary, myself, and Kelly answers always, and Marnie answers, you know. And that's a good thing because, you know, I think that when people don't answer, it's kind of sad because, you know, people need help out there. And that's what we do. I mean, I think besides writing, we also like to help everybody else because we know how hard this is. This is not easy. And everybody that writes knows how hard this is, you know. So
Marcia?
I think that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to tell everybody who's still listening that there's a lot of giveaways going on my Something Great Party release on Facebook, that it's still open. And I left it open for those
yeah.
because of the time difference and also people
yeah.
just getting
yeah.
off at work. So it's still open. I still have the likes, the author, you know, helping the bloggers and all the Facebook site, and I have a couple of stuff there on for me. It's a huge, big giveaway. I got a T-shirt, a mug, a hat that says something. It says I heart something great and has my name on it. I think that one's so cute.
I think that's, you know, it's really, they are cute. They're very cute. So I think that, you know, if you're keeping it open, that's a good thing. Because it's, you know, it's nice for people to see it, because sometimes they can't be at the event, because when I, you know, because that's one of the things about the radio show. Now all of this is captured and you can have it on your website and it's always there. Mm-hmm. So they know who was on the show and they can hear voices that they don't know, you know, which mm-hmm. is a good thing, you know. Which everybody's probably tired of my voice. It's 2 days. I'm going straight. I don't know. But I don't know. But this has been, you know, I think it's a very good idea. So, you know, we can always talk about this more, and I will, and I'll be doing this. So anybody want to contact me, let me know. And I do think that some of the people that have been on today are people I didn't know, so I'm glad that I met them. And I share all the time if you send it to me, because I think it's really important to share. And sometimes I share on some of my other sites, but I probably have to. A good story is a good story, and it's also Marcia Casper Cook and Michigan Avenue Media and World of Ink and Madison and Montgomery. So I have to make a decision myself of doing, you know, not as many, because it is hard for all of us to do this, because I want to keep posting, and I'm not even sure that I have to go look, even though, because Facebook does not share like they did. But sometimes, I don't know, does anybody else have that where it says only me on it? And some of them, they don't share. Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
Yeah,
they've changed,
Marcia. Yeah. They've changed the algorithms that spread your post out. Because I've noticed a decided drop when I post things on my actual fan page, my author's page, Margaret Taylor, versus when I put them out personally on my personal side. So that was going on about a week ago, that they've changed the algorithms and how your posts get seen. And if you don't change your settings for a particular person, get all updates, you won't get half of what they put out there.
Yeah, see, that's what I think. I have to go back in.
As just a Facebook user following a lot of blogs and stuff, I've had to go through each of the blogs I follow, each of the groups I follow, and reset it, because right now it gives you some posts, and you have to go back on there and you have to change the setting for each one so that you get all posts, or you can click on notifications. That way you absolutely will know that they're there.
Yeah, I know, because they change sides. First, one day I woke up, and then there it is on the right side, then they put it back on the left side, and I'm going like, oh, my God, you know. It's like you don't, you know, it's like you think, like, what did they do? But in the meantime, they have taken away a lot of people, so that's why I think, you know, sometimes you think people get it, and they don't. I send some people private emails about the shows, because sometimes they say they don't see my show. So, you know, Mary, like I said to you before, I didn't really know until we were always doing stuff, and now I actually went back into some other things that I didn't go in to post, because I know now that they're not sharing, so you have to go into the separate groups yourself and post it.
Yeah.
You know, they make the decisions. But I think in the most part, you got to look at it this way. None of us would be talking to each other if there was no Facebook, so that's a good thing. We never would have met.
None of us would have met if there wasn't Facebook.
Right. All right. So I want to thank everybody that's been on the show. And Marnie, I really appreciate it. I know it's getting late by you, your Eastern time. Marnie, thank you so much for doing this. And I think, do we lose her? Maybe. Marnie?
Oh.
No. Who knows? All right. But anyway, but thank you all for being here. And If you want to send something, I'll post it out for you. Anybody on the show, just send it to, you know, send it to a good story on, or send it in Facebook, and I'll be happy to post it for you. And Mary, is there any last words for your really good event tonight?
I'm still kind of in a daze because you know, it's like you throw a party and you know who's going to come to your birthday party, kind of, you know. That kind of reaction, and I'm just so humbled and honored that all these fans, I don't even like to use the word fans, it just feels so weird, like I'm separated, so I like to use the word friends, have come to join me on Facebook release party and Twitter, and you know, and just for listening on the blog show, I mean,
right.
Honestly, unless I really want to be there, I'm not going to listen. You know what I mean? Who's going to waste an hour and a half time when you need to cook for your family or clean and get all this stuff done?
Well, that's one of the reasons, you know, all of the shows are archived, because, you know, you can't expect people just to drop everything, and, you know, and a lot of people have certain shows that they want to watch, and they watch it. So, you know, archived is good, and that's the one thing that's really good, is when you could do things where archived, because you can't expect people to drop things, you know. This is a live show now, but it's on demand, and it's on iTunes, and it's all over. It's all over. It really is a lot of places, you know, and Blog Talk Radio is international.
We have a question on Facebook.
Okay.
They lost the interview. It says it just stopped, and they can't get back in.
You mean on tonight?
On Blog Talk Radio on the computer, yeah.
They just have to go right back in. They can go right back in. But sometimes it goes off. When I listen to shows, sometimes it goes off. But they can hear the whole show if they go into Blog Talk Radio and they just look up Marcia.
And then,
they'll hear it, whatever they
hear. Can you post a link for him easier?
Yeah, I will if they tell me. Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get
that.
Because
sometimes the computers, it depends in the area, because it is all over. You know, and sometimes, listen, I'm very happy that we didn't get kicked off at all, because sometimes that happens. I've been lucky lately.
Well,
right,
I'm
so
going to talk fast then. I'm going to talk fast before, because I didn't get to say all my thank yous. Marcia, thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being my friend.
Well,
we've known each other for so long.
Than I can.
Yeah, and I want to thank my Indiva authors, my Mary's Angels. They are truly angels. I mean, I wish I could pay them. Maybe when I become a really famous author one day. And
I'll take books.
I know. Oh, you know what? I know my family can't hear me, but I like to thank my family, my husband, my kids for putting up with me not, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do sometimes. And I think all authors know that.
Well, listen, I think you made dinner tonight, and I think...
I did. I don't know how I did. I know. I cooked really fast, and I'm like, an hour and a half passed. I'm like, oh, my God, I need to be in. And I'm like snapping at the kids, do this, do that. No, I got to go on the radio. You can't talk.
Well, I mean,
so maybe
for the whole
was...
day, and you managed to make dinner, that's really something.
Oh,
we're
going
to remember
goodness.
That.
Oh, yeah, something great, huh?
That's right. Dinner.
Yeah, no, dinner. But I want to thank everybody who came to the party, who took their time helping me promote. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be this big. I think it was a huge success. And I'm going to do another one for sure for Eternity in Halo City, September 12th. And I'm going to post it on my Facebook. And then February 12th is also the release date for my second book. Marcia, mark me there.
What is it? When is it? September?
February 12th.
February.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad weather.
February 12th.
Well, what
yes.
do you care? You're in California. You don't have to worry. February. I'm Chicago. February 12th. Okay.
Hey, I'm in Chicago, too.
Who? Yeah.
February 12th. Good. That's my birthday. Good birthday present.
Yay.
Yay. Who just said they're in Chicago?
Janie.
Janie. You are? Okay, in Chicago, because I saw 773. Right. That's why I didn't know who it was. I thought it was maybe somebody that I you know, you can't tell. You know, because very few times, there's not that many people. Most of the people that come on the shows are always from other places other than Chicago, which is really weird, you know, or Illinois. There's a few that have been on that have been from Illinois. Isn't that weird? Out of all the shows, there's not that many.
Wow.
I think it's strange. I'm from California, New York, you know, Arkansas, all over.
Excellent.
Utah. Virginia's from Utah. And, you know, they're all over. But in February, I know what we're having, February 12th. Not good weather, just I can say. All right, so Mary, are you done saying thank you to everybody in the world?
I want to thank the whole world.
Okay.
I want to thank everyone who's listening.
Coming
back. I want to thank everyone who's called in, who's...
No, I think it's been great. Thank you all for attending, and it's been fun. And Marnie, if you could hear me, thank you. I'll email you. And thank you, Kelly, for coming on, and all the people that came on. And it was so nice meeting you, and I'm happy to have you back again. It's all right, February 12th. Okay, I'll put it down in my calendar.
No. We're coming back September.
That
September 12th. Wait,
yeah.
September 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I like the number 12 for some reason. September 12th and then February 12th. We're coming back on because those are the two release dates.
Okay.
But, I'm just stalling because I don't want to hang up. I don't want the party to end.
I mean, seriously,
Marcia, if I can get everybody in one room and have a massive party, it would be so much fun.
I know. I joined the Romance Writers Association because I am probably going to go to a convention because I would like to meet some of the people that I've had on my shows and I've talked to all these years, so I think it would be fun.
Many of our authors are going to go to convention. There's the RT convention coming up in New Orleans, and Alex lives there, so we're excited. And World Castle is going, too, so I plan to be in New Orleans.
When is that?
New Orleans. It's May of next year, 2014.
Yeah, I want to go there. Yeah, I'm going to. That one I think I'll go because I want to go to New Orleans. Yeah.
Well, everybody that comes to my hometown, the drinks and the food are on me.
Any chance you guys come to Chicago?
Nobody ever wants to come here, you think?
I don't know why. We'll come in the summer.
Nobody wants to come here.
Marcia, don't forget that the RWA convention is here in San Antonio next year, which is where I live.
Okay.
I want to go there, too.
Yeah, you better. I am going to go to these.
I was just over there a few weeks ago.
Now that I feel more confident and I have more books out, I just plan on going to those things, and my husband is okay with me going.
Well, I think it's really important to do those things. I think it really is because I would like to meet people that I've talked to so long. You know, I've been doing this for over 3 years, and I've talked to so many people, and so I think it'd be so much fun. So, and I love to do romance shows. That's, you know, one of my favorite shows. We all know that. That's how I love them. You know, and it's fun. You know, it's a fun market. So everybody enjoy yourself. Mary, you need to go to sleep soon, I think.
Because now I'm totally awake. After the release party was over, I had to make dinner. You know when you're doing something not so fun?
Yeah.
I was sleepy. Yeah. I'm like, I got to get on the show. How am I supposed to read? Oh, Alex will read for me. So then now that I'm all fully awake and, you know, everybody, I'm thanking them in the Facebook, but they're still there. See, I don't want to hang up.
All right, well, we are going to go. Some people have dropped off. All right, thank you all very much for being on. And Mary, continued good luck, and everybody out there.
Thank you
for coming on the show and Blog Talk. Thank you for letting the show go uninterrupted. And yesterday, putting on my show that restored. Oh my God! All right, good night, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night, Marcia.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night, bye. Everyone.
Good night, Mary.
Bye bye.
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 Bye.